Many are under the illusion that the battle monument where Calvert Street splits at Fayette commemorates only the local battles won in the War of 1812, Fort McHenry and North Point. True Baltimoreans know better. It also recognizes a great war between the scruffy street-talking newsstand owner and philosopher king of Calvert Street, Abe Sherman, and City Hall itself in an otherworldly alliance with flocks of Baltimore's stubbornly famous pigeons. For almost 50 years, Abe Sherman's rickety newsstand, with newspapers and magazines seemingly forming the walls and roof of the place, was located on the southeast corner of the Battle Monument Island, the tiny park that is very much a part of the downtown Baltimore scene. But early in the 1960s, caught up in the Baltimore Renaissance, planners at City Hall began to view Abe's newsstand only as a rickety shack and out of place in the new Baltimore Renaissance. They demanded that Abe take his eyesore of a shack and go. Abe resisted, noisily, but a compromise was reached, and Abe moved off of the Monument Island onto the sidewalk of the southwest corner of Calvert and Fayette. But in no time, Abe was unhappy. He growled, quote, "Hell, I get too much business over there from the pigeons," end quote. City Hall remained defiant. That old ramshackle shack had to go. A compromise was reached again. City Hall sponsored a contest for an aesthetically appropriate design, and a local brewery came up with the money to build it, a modern glass and aluminum newsstand. So it was that on November 11, 1964, Abe's new newsstand opened for business across the street from his old spot. The great battle of Sherman's newsstand was over. When the smoke of battle had cleared, there was Abe Sherman's newsstand, sleek and shiny, open for business at Calvert and Fayette. Abe had not only beat the pigeons, he beat City Hall.